Okay, today we're continuing in the sixth parak of Masech HaZvachim, and today we are up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Hey. Olas Ha'ov Ketzar HaSanasis. What was the avodah of the Olas Ha'ov? Olav HaKevesh Ufanel HaSovev. The Kohen would go up the ramp and turn to the Sovev of the Mizbeach. Valo L'Keren Dromus Mizrachis. And he would get to the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach. Ha'yamolek HaSroshim Mimol Arpad. He would do the Malika. Umavdil. But with an Olas Ha'ov, he would totally separate the head from the body. He would cut both pipes of the Olas Ha'ov. He would squeeze the blood out onto the wall of the Mizbeach. He would then take the head that he had just cut off and push it against the Mizbeach, squeezing out more blood. Then he would fill the head with salt. And he would throw that on the fire on the Mizbeach. He would then take the body of the bird, and they would take off the crop and the feathers, and the Bnei Ma'ayim, the kishkas that come out with it, and he would throw that into the place where the ashes go. He tears the body open in between the wings, but he doesn't cut it into two parts. But if he accidentally tears it into two parts, it's still going to be kosher. And he sticks a bunch of salt into it. And then he throws it onto the fire that's on the Mizbeach, meaning the body onto the fire that's on the Mizbeach. Mishnah Vav. Lo hisir lo samur velos. If he didn't do any of these things, he didn't remove the crop or the feathers or the kishkas that come out with it, and he just burnt it on the Mizbeach as is, velos fago b'melech, or he didn't fill it with salt, kol shina b'me'achar shemitzas dama, or he changed something after squeezing out the blood, k'shera, it's all going to be kosher. Meaning once he squeezed out the blood, you did what you really, really, barely minimum needed to do, and therefore anything that happens afterwards is not going to be a problem. Hivdil b'chatos, velo hivdil ba'ula, pasal. However, we remember there a big difference between a chatosov and an olasov, is that a chatosov, you're not supposed to cut both pipes, you're not supposed to separate the body from the head. By an olas ha'ov, you are supposed to. So if you get that backwards, then it's going to be puzzle. Mitzah dam ha'rosh v'lo mitzah dam ha'guf. If a person squeezes out the blood of the head, but not the blood of the body, psula, then it's going to be puzzle. Because that's critical, and you have to squeeze out the blood from the right part of the animal, of the bird. Mitzah dam haguf, lo mitzah dam harosh, ksheira. But if you squeeze out the blood of the body and you didn't squeeze out the blood of the head, then it's going to be kosher, because only the dam haguf is really ma'akev the karbon. The dam harosh is not ma'akev the karbon. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Hey, we had said that in Olas Ha'of, you would go up to the Sovev and go to the southeastern corner and do Malika totally separate the body from the head. You'd squeeze blood on the Kira Mizbeach. You would then take the Rosh and bring the Malika, the area where it was where you did the Malika, to the Mizbeach and squeeze it out and stick some salt in there and then throw it onto the fire. And then you would take the body and remove the feathers and the crop and the kishkas that come out with it and throw it into the Beis HaDeshen. If you're not supposed to separate the two halves of the body, but if you did, it would still be kosher. You'd stick some salt in it and throw it on the fires of the Mizbeach. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if you did not remove the feathers of the crop or the kishkas that come out with it, or you did not put salt in it, that's fine, because anything that happens after your mitzah is done, after you squeeze out the blood, is going to be kosher. If you severed the head from the body by a chatas ha'of, which you're not supposed to do, or you didn't sever the head from the body by an olas ha'of, which you are supposed to do, or you squeezed out the blood of the head and not the blood of the body, then it's going to be puzzle. But if you squeezed out the blood of the body and not the blood of the head, that is going to be kosher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin.